All right, so a listener, Angie, doesn't want to start any workplace drama, or does she?
I don't think she does.
Let's get to group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey there, Ben and Kelly.
Hi.
Got a question for you, maybe your listeners. Okay. My husband has a new coworker, and they've hit it off, according to him.
Okay.
I recently met this guy.
Oh, it's a guy. Okay.
It's a guy. It's a guy. He asked how he ranks compared to my husband.
Okay.
Then commented saying, he's got competition. I'm not sure how afraid I should be of this flirting.
Oh.
Not sure if it's innocent or if he's plotting to try and literally break us up.
Mm.
It was flattering, but felt a bit inappropriate.
Mm.
And for the record, I definitely wouldn't step out on my marriage. Mm. He's married with kids, by the way.
Oh.
Just don't know if I should be concerned and tell my husband. Because, again, I'm not trying to potentially start workplace drama for him.
Oh.
New coworker.
Yeah.
They've hit it off.
Right. It's like, ah, look at Jeff. Jeff is my band man.
He's my bro.
He's my bro.
He's my work bro.
He's my work bro, man. We get along, we chat, and then she meets him, and he's like, hey.
Competition. That's a weird way to try to be nice and win over the wife.
That's a weird statement.
Like, that could just be what he's trying to do, but that feels, like she said, very inappropriate. And I think her husband would probably be pretty mad to hear that's what
he's got competition. That's just a weird statement.
Yeah.
Like, he's got competition. Like,
right.
What?
Like,
are you...
Watch out, you're going to be my girl soon. What?
Yeah. Aren't you married, too?
Yes. All of it's weird. Like, do we just brush this off, ignore it?
I think you got to tell your husband.
Do
I think you?
You
do. I think you do. You got to be like, hey... Just so you know, your boy
Jeff
thinks...
seems nice. Also, he said this.
Oh, yeah, right.
Is that weird?
Is it just me, or is that weird statement to say?
So, but yes, I mean, that could put your husband in an awkward position now to have to like deal with that. And Jeff, we've just called him Jeff.
Yeah, I don't know if that's his
name.
Not
sure
or
if
not.
That's his name. We're naming him Jeff though for this purpose. But you know, that can be. That's not starting off great on the right foot with a new company and or coworker.
Huh. Well, so, I think at this point you should probably just bring your husband into it.
Okay, so you don't wait and to see if anything
no,
like that.
Just
like,
bring,
how often
like,
are we going to be around Jeff?
Like, you need to just say, hey, just so you know, this is the thing. And I...
But then what if your husband's going to go into the office next day and be like, Jeff, what are you doing hitting on my wife? And then it causes a big scene at the office.
And then he like pops him in the mouth.
Yes. Don't know. We just don't know how that's going to play out.
Like, well, hopefully your husband's not a hothead like that.
I know. But is this going to be a thing? Like, how often is she going to be around him? Was this just like an awkward first meeting and then we just let it go and we don't have to worry about being around him anymore?
Yeah. She doesn't say how he came around her. Like,
right.
Like, I don't know if that was a thing where her husband invited him over or they were out at a work function or
right.
Whatever.
Yeah, like maybe she stopped by to like take him to lunch and
yeah.
They met then in the office.
Yeah, I don't know.
So if I would, I don't know. I'm just, my first instinct is, okay, maybe he was just awkward at their first meeting. He was trying to be cute and
yeah.
Polite and it came out really weird and creepy. But if she's not going to be around him,
yeah.
Is it going to be a thing?
All right, well.
And do you risk?
have you had advances from your significant other's coworkers? 502-795-1997. Just, yeah, send us a voice note or what would you do in this situation? Kelly and I are kind of on opposite ends.
A little bit.
I'm
like wanting to just pause.
Like brush it under the rug.
Yes. Yeah. If it happens again, then we definitely mention it. But if we're not going to be around the coworker, that was just kind of like a one-time thing,
mm-hmm.
Then do we need to mention it?
I don't think it's a one-time thing. I don't think you're going to be around that coworker just once and that's it. I think there's going to be multiple.
You're making a lot of assumptions.
Well, so is
about
she.
About Angie's life.
So is Angie.
Okay.
Angie's making a lot of assumptions.
Okay.
So, anyways. All right, 502-795-1997. That's our number. This is group therapy. Angie rolled in, and she's not sure if she should start a little workplace drama at her husband's work because one of his new coworkers that he's hit it off with, we've dubbed him Jeff, don't know if that's his actual name or not, has rolled in, and when he met her, he was like, hey, he's got competition. So she was like, that seemed inappropriate. Like he was almost flirting and trying to steal me away. He's married too. So like, do I address it with my husband? What do I do?
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are on your team with you definitely need to say something.
Yeah, Trina, that's kind of what I said. Yeah,
yeah, you said definitely say something just for the record. However, he probably is just one of those people who thinks that stuff is funny. My dad is this kind of person. People he works with, strange waiters at restaurants.
Strange waiters.
It's a great time.
All right, not a real doctor, but we have dubbed him that. Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show. What's your take on this?
In this case, I think Kelly's right. I think she lets it go. Maybe it's a one-time thing, but if it happens again, she shuts him down very quickly, tells him it's inappropriate to be flirting with her in that manner, and then she tells her husband.
Yeah.
Andrew, the Love Doctor, I think you're wrong, but respectively, of course.
I think that's right. Like, you blow it up. Say, listen, I was willing to blow it off the first time, but listen, you can't come at me with this kind of thing again. Not going to happen. I'm going to tell my husband. All the things.
Yeah, because if he does it again, he's just an idiot. And Ben, you're going to disagree with me probably in the future, but that's okay, buddy. You can.
All right, Andrew. Buddy, thank you.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right, see you, man. Hey, Dominic.
How you doing, bro?
Hey.
What do you think?
I think she needs to tell her husband and put the ball in his court so he can shut that down. That's I wouldn't play that game at all.
Yep.
Absolutely not.
I hear you.
No secrets or anything. If you don't tell him, it almost looks like you open the cheek. You know what I mean?
It's almost like you're opening the door.
Yeah. Shut it down.
Dominic, thank you, buddy.
All right.
Hey, Kimberly. So what's your take on this whole thing?
So I have a similar situation. It wasn't a coworker, but it was my brother-in-law.
Oh.
And he made some very...
suggestive
statements to me.
Oh, wow.
And I decided to keep it from my husband.
Yeah.
And I addressed it with him personally.
Yeah.
And then it eventually came out like 6 months later, and it was pretty ugly between my husband and his brother.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
So I guess would you suggest then that Angie address it with the coworker or address it with her husband? Or not address it at all.
So I don't want to speak to anybody's, relationship, but I think it's probably good to be honest with your partner.
Listen, Kimberly.
It's going to be awkward, though, for him.
We don't want to speak to anybody's relationship, but that's what we're doing.
Well, listen.
Right.
I'm going to toss out this plot twist that has been rolling in on several text messages, and maybe this could be the case. Are we sure that he isn't saying that he... is competing with her to get her husband's time?
You mean like maybe he's gay?
Maybe.
No, not that. Oh. No, but they're going to be working together and spending more time together at the office, and maybe the husband's going to get to see his wife.
I don't think she misinterpreted that
it
much.
It could be, though. It's like, well, you got competition.
Yeah.
Meaning...
You never know the context, I guess.
Exactly. That's a very interesting perspective that maybe we all missed.
All right, Kimberly, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
By the way, Amy from Eminence throwing a little shade at you, Ben.
At me?
Yes, that advice coming from a guy who thought it was a good idea to prank break up propose to his wife on April Fool's Day.
Listen, it worked out, Amy. It worked out. It worked out. I've learned lessons since then.
Okay. Taylor and Ava have some voice notes.
Yeah, Ava sent us a voice note.
So I had a similar situation years ago with my husband's coworker, and I was friends with this guy too, and he didn't have a vehicle, and so sometimes he would ask me to like take him places, which was not a big deal.
Mm.
And one day in the car, he took his hand and pushed my hair behind my ear.
Oh.
Because he said it was in my face, and I felt weird about that.
Yeah.
Just felt inappropriate, like flirty.
Uh-huh.
And I did tell my husband, and he was like, oh, that's just how he is. And he like laughed it off. And
okay.
It's not a big deal.
Right.
Nothing ever came of it, and I never was around him, like, alone again, just so things weren't awkward. But I would definitely tell my husband, just say, hey, heads up. I don't know if this is anything at all, but just wanted you to be aware.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But yeah, Abe, I'm going to, hey, your hair just fell into your face. Here, can I get that for you?
That's bold.
Can I get that for you?
That is a little, that's presumptuous and bold.
It is. Taylor sent us a voice note as well.
Maybe I missed this part, but if that was the first time that she's ever been around him, I think it's weird that she would assume there is a potential for him to just try to ruin their marriage.
Mm.
And I don't know, like, kudos to you, and I love that you're confident like that, but it could have just been his way of complimenting her, and he's awkward or bad in social settings, or maybe just came on a little too strong. I don't know. It just seems weird if that was her first time that she was ever around him, that she's so worried about it.
Yeah, okay, I get that. I get that. Where there have been some people that are like, you've got an ego, lady.
A little. Becca's like, she's on your team. Please tell your husband. Yeah. Jeff might get even weirder down the road. Flip the story since you didn't mention it. You don't have it a footing. Best case scenario, he was trying to be charming and compliment you, but it came off creepy. Worst case, this guy isn't a good friend. Either way, your husband deserves to know.
Okay, so Angie's husband's new coworker, when he met her, said he's got competition, and Angie took that as like flirtatious and like inappropriate.
That's what she's asking, should I take it that way? That's what it felt like.
Yeah, and so she wants to know how big of a deal this is. Should she A, bring it up to her husband, because apparently it didn't happen right in front of him, and B, or B, just like brush it under the rug. Are you still on team just brush it under the rug sort of thing?
Or? I would say, I would kind of, since it feels a little confusing, because there could be that the other plot twist of maybe he was just saying, I'm going to be spending a lot of time with your husband, that kind of thing. Natalie, though, says she should shut it down, hype her husband up at the same time. If Jeff said that he's got competition, she should say, oh, there's no competition. My husband's the best in every way. And if he comes back trying to do something about it, then that's when she should shut it down and be like, nah, I'm not tolerating any more of this. That is my husband. Don't disrespect him.
I like that.
That's really good.
I like that.
Yeah. But I am more of the, I'm going to gather more information before I come out and accuse something.
I don't think she would be accusing if she told her husband. She'd just be like, hey, This felt a little weird.
What do you think of this?
Yeah, I was going to say, this landed awkward.
Like, I know you really like this guy and you guys are hitting it off. But this is what he said to me,
and it just felt awkward. And like she can just say that. She can put it on herself. Like this felt weird to me.
Well, she knows her husband and how her husband's going to handle something like that. So I think use your discretion when it comes to, did this feel big enough to you to where you need to say something to him right now, or do you think I'm gonna hit pause, I'm gonna see if what it's like if I have another interaction with him, and if it still gives me a weird flirty vibe, then I'm definitely saying something. And then at that point you can say, well, this kind of happened the first time we met. I didn't want to jump to conclusions because I know he's a new, you know, you really liked him. I didn't want to cause problems, but now this second thing happened and I think you should know.
All right. Well, that's what Kelly says. I say just tell him now. All right. Well, hey, good luck. There's a lot of people who have different ways to take that.
Yeah, but I think ultimately Angie knows her husband and how he's going to take something like that and what it felt like to her in the moment. So just go with your spidey senses.
All that to just say, just go with what is
whatever
in your heart.
Whatever you thought. Yeah,
whatever you think.
Good luck. We've all given you lots of opinions.
All right, keep us posted. That's group therapy. Next.